But
Mic test one, two. Oh yeah, my shit's strong. Let me see you.
Good. Good to go. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Okay. Well, hold on. I want us to be the same. Do that. Good.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Good. Okay, yeah. So I'm high. Good. Now you do it.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. All two, right. Two, two.
We good. Let's go.
You know, shout out to Drink Champs.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, for right now. I mean, because here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Tax season. I give them some love. Brilliant idiots. Uh-huh. I'm gonna give love because
you go down the list.
I go down the list. The ones I pay attention to.
Okay. But you ain't always pay attention to them. Let's talk about that first.
I did not.
Because I told you to listen to the podcast.
You're right.
Right.
But okay. And there's a reason why I didn't pay attention to them, and there's a reason why I'm shouting them out. And those reasons are the same.
Okay, let's do that.
It's because we was doing this.
Yeah, years ago.
Years ago.
Yeah. But you know what's different about us and them?
What's different?
They popping.
We're always popping. Shout out to the Champs, too. That's Neil Brennan.
Who?
Neil Brennan, the Champs.
I don't know now.
Neil Brennan, co-created the Chappelle Show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's yeah.
I think it's called the Champs. He'll correct me later.
So but, it's him and who?
Two other guys that he's cool with.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But so who's your favorite so far?
So far, Street Senators.
Okay, that with is Lamont and Lorenzo. Right answer.
Yeah, with Lamont and Lorenzo.
My God.
Yeah. We were doing podcasting when it wasn't even a thing, when it wasn't cool.
Yeah.
We actually had a podcast.
I mean, years ago.
Years ago. And we're going to keep saying that. It was a podcast that was live on the radio as well.
Right.
So,
right.
But,
live on satellite radio.
Live on satellite radio.
Yeah.
What's
it called? XM Series?
XM Series. Now it's Sirius XM.
Serious XM, Serious XM, yeah.
But I got a whole bunch of emails and Facebook messages recently, and it was like, yo, if so much going on in the world, bring Street Senators back.
Right.
Even
right.
You were saying, and talk I was like, that, no. I was like, no, man, it's not even, no way.
Why?
I don't know. I wasn't feeling the loyalty from our fan base, mm-hmm. if you will. But
you know what we need to do? Like,
what do we
real
need
talk,
to do?
Real talk. Like,
what do we
like
need to
the,
do?
The new wave. Of what I've been noticing and, you know, just doing my little research or whatever, we need to put out, it's like street, it's like doing some street shit. Like, you know, put the product out and put good product out.
But we were putting,
Not saying we wasn't, but I'm just saying like, as of right now, put the product out, build it and they will come.
Build it, okay, I'm with that. I mean, most of our fan base was in rehab at the time, so.
Right. Built it
we put good dope.
We built it and they came.
We put good dope out.
Right. They came.
We didn't cut it. We didn't step on it. Yeah. None of that.
Right.
It was pure. It was raw.
It was pure.
But
and
at the time, everybody that we thought was listening to us was trying to get their life together.
Yeah.
So they was in rehab and we putting out good shit on the street. We flooding the block with the hot shit.
Right.
But all of a sudden everybody want to get clean.
Right.
Fuck out of here.
No, we're not doing clean. Like we kind of do because we don't have to adhere to any laws and rules.
No. Like your man's.
Your man's in them.
Your man's running. Now you said something the other day that kinda stuck with me. And you was like, Trump might do it.
Uh-huh.
That's what you said. You said he could win.
I did say that until he went against the parents of
the Gold Star son or the gold the guy that died in combat, but he was a Muslim. Yeah. But he was American.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what his team is doing.
Whose team? Trump?
Yeah, Trump's team. I don't know what Trump's team is doing because, I mean, obviously, he wants to win, right?
Yes.
But for him to jump out there and make statements like that, because at first, when he did the rebuttal to the DNC, Hillary and
everybody went and did
their speeches. His rebuttal, he didn't speak on that.
Right.
So I don't know what made him a couple of days later say, okay, I'm going to go at.
Well, I'm going to tell you what made him do that. He shoots from the hip. He don't think it out. So when you asking him, the news has him 24/7. I need a soundbite. Give me something. Mm-hmm. He's thinking and talking. He's keep talking.
Mm-hmm.
He's not thinking it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so he'll end up saying something foolish, and it's so unpresidential, where he could have got away with it 8 months ago, 10 months ago, a year and a half ago, in a business setting, in a cutthroat business meeting.
Right. True.
In a press conference about nothing. But with regards to running America, the shit you saying, like, it's really getting him caught up, because he's not even thinking. He's just the regular guy. You know what I'm saying? I was in Dallas this past weekend. Uh-huh. And I was opening for Bruce.
Yeah.
At the
That's a good look.
Dallas Improv. It was I'll tell you about that a little later. It was fun. But I was in Texas.
Right.
Texas, which they consider the Republic.
Right.
They think they're their own country.
Right.
Right?
And they can be.
And they actually can be. Size wise and everything. Yeah, yeah. Whoa. Everything ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. Whoa. But he down there, so I went to a gun show.
Did you?
It was the most fascinating thing I've ever been to.
Never been to one?
Never been to a gun show.
Stop playing.
So my cousin, shout out to Brandon, my cousin took me to the gun show and was like, yo, this is
what we do.
This is real.
This is what we do.
Hunters, home protection, sportsmen,
they don't call it
recreation. No, I'm just saying, those are all the categories that you would need a gun for out there.
Right.
And completely unrestricted, completely free. And they call them Bubbas.
Bubbas?
Yeah, we call them rednecks. They call them Bubbas. So the Bubbas are in there and got the t-shirts on and... You know, Barack is a liar, and
on the t-shirts,
and everything, everything with the crosshairs on them, and all.
On President Obama, cross on the t-shirts,
And so they in there. I'm talking about thousands of guns, hundreds of vendors, from the Rambo joint, the M60 to the little pocket pistols, Uzis, everything.
But you know, you got those here too. They got gun shows here.
I didn't know that.
Come on,
I don't think it's as loose as it is out there.
No, it's not compared to Texas.
And the culture ain't what it is out there. Like gun supreme, like gun, and these white folks got their kids.
No,
man.
Texas is cowboy state.
Man, they got their kids though, 4 years old, 5 years old.
They got the kids out here
teaching and indoctrinating.
When I say out here, I'm saying like
on the East Coast.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know they had gun shows.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I'd have been the one. I was trying to find ways to buy one and ship it to myself.
No, you can't.
Not knowing the rules. I didn't know the rules. Yeah. If the feds listen, I didn't know the rules, baby.
Come on, see.
Yes.
You're trying to set us up before we get started.
I didn't do it, but it was just, I learned so much. I learned so much in that 3 hour time span I spent in it. I could drop a rap album.
So tell me.
Because you know, rappers is all about gun bars. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I know all the brand names.
Right.
I could give you 16 on every, you know what I'm saying?
16 bars on the
you know, Smith and Wesson, the Taurus, the Springfield, all that.
Exactly. A few names. Okay.
Exactly.
So now, from what you saw, what was you inclined to purchase?
A pistol.
Okay.
Semi-automatic pistol. Well, I'm sorry. Let me take it back. I'm nostalgic. I'm a traditional type guy. I kept gravitating to the 44 Magnum.
44 Magnum.
Six shooter.
Now, do you understand a 44 Magnum has a kickback?
I've shot it before.
Okay, you have.
At every table I went to, I'm looking at all the hair triggers. I'm looking at the Glocks. I'm looking at the Berettas, the 9mm. I'm looking at the 357. I'm looking at 380. I'm looking at everything. And I kept gravitating to the 44 Magnum.
Yeah.
It's sexy to me.
So how many times have you shot a 44 Magnum?
Like, several. Okay. At a range.
Okay.
So I'm an enthusiast.
And it wasn't too much kickback for you?
No, it was what I liked, though. My man, I'm going to tell you. So my man at work,
he was like,
yo, you need to send me automatic, because if somebody's coming at you, you want to be able to stop
them.
And I'm like, you got to realize the way my brain works.
Yeah.
I want to use it as a last resort.
Right.
So if I'm using it as a last resort, I'm dedicating 6 shots.
Nah.
And I'm strategic.
I feel that. Because
I'm going to get you one. I'm one of them. You know what I'm saying? All I need is one.
Nah. Well,
if I'm really that upset and that in a defense mode, I'm trying to be strategic.
Okay.
I don't want to bust off 11, 12, 17 joints. I want to be able to, like, listen, last warning.
You talking as if it's just one. If it's just one coming
at you. Okay, well, I'm not going
to. Because you might, like, you don't shoot often enough for you to be able to bang, 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 bang.
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. So I take that back.
And I'll have more than one in the crib. You know what I'm saying?
So you have more than one revolver.
Yeah. I might. No. More than one type of element.
Okay.
Type of asset.
Right.
You know what
I mean?
I might have the semi-automatic hair trigger joint with the extendo clip with slide.
Just in case you got to grab
the suppressor.
Got you.
I might have a Mossberg.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I've really had a crash course in gun culture because
that's beautiful,
and it's so wild. And my cousin was like, "Yo, you don't even realize this is the loophole that they're trying to. This is the fight right here. You're watching the fight.
Okay,
and the fight is paperwork. Because people were going up to the certain tables to unlicensed dealers. They had licensed dealers next to unlicensed dealers. Mm-hmm. Going up paying $200 cash. No taxes, no paperwork, no ID, and walking away with large guns.
Okay, so that's in Texas.
That's the federal loophole, though.
No. But what I'm saying is that's in Texas. Mm-hmm. The gun shows in Maryland, mm-hmm. I can't speak about every state. Right. I don't know about Pennsylvania.
They're a little stricter.
But say like Maryland, can't do that.
Right. But there are some states, there's a handful of them, like Oklahoma. They were telling me Oklahoma, somewhere else. That's the loophole. That's the argument.
So you go put cash on the table and walk away with no paperwork.
Yeah. They don't even know if you had a bad day.
So I understand that. I understand why they want to do that.
If you
have been
treated for mental illness,
all that. That makes sense. That actually, I'm glad you told me that because I thought that was just something that they were just speaking on as if, because all the people I know that go to gun shows, they're like, what are they talking about? We can't go into a gun show and not get our license
in Texas
checked.
You can.
See, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And that's what he was saying. That's the argument. That's what it's about.
Okay.
That's the loophole that they're trying to
close. Now, you sure about that?
Yeah. That's one of them. That's the main one. I saw it happen.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, I saw it happen. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I was close to getting one again. Yeah.
But how was you going to get one and then what? Like
I was
going to
ship it. I didn't know. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I was so excited. I was excited, man. I wanted to know the rule. I'm trying to Google the rules, but I ain't going to have my phone out because they don't let you take pictures. So right. I ain't want them to think that I'm sitting here snapping
because
pictures.
They don't want you to take pictures of the people.
But I was like, yo, can I mail this? Can I ship it? Can I get on the plane with this?
What they said?
My cousin was like, you can get on the plane with it.
You
alert them ahead of time. You fill out this form and say, I'm flying with the yeah.
Right.
But the problem would be when I got here, home, and now I'm possessing an unregistered firearm.
Only if, okay, so say if you came in and you checked your bags, right?
Uh-huh.
And you put them in and you filled out the paperwork there. Maryland might be the state that says, okay, we want to confirm your paperwork.
Right.
So
then I'm in trouble.
That's where you might be in trouble. Where you might be in trouble. So that's a good point. That's a good point.
True that.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I learned a lot.
They really
man.
Did that.
I learned a lot.
But see, that's why Trump's base is like, he has Texas and middle America. I mean, he has East Coast. He has people everywhere. Let's stop saying that Trump has these people like
in
they're
pockets.
In pockets.
No, he
stop
does, yeah.
saying that.
Well, he says he loves the uneducated, and a lot of his fan base is that, like, because he speaks with no common sense, and for the people to hang on his every word, like I watch him on TV, the people that salute him and cheer for him and all that, and they don't look bright. You know what I'm saying? Like when they go to defend him, they just don't look bright because he's not really saying much. I get he's speaking to your emotions, but he's not saying much.
Right. You're speaking to emotions, you don't need to say much.
And I know a lot of people, they do a lot of things. And we're going to do some things, and a lot of people are going to do a lot of things. We're going to get it done. It's going to be a big deal once we get it done, and we're going to get it done fast.
Okay.
Like, what did you talk about?
Okay, so with that being said, when Hillary is doing her speeches, are you getting a lot of content? Are you getting a lot of points that, you know, will be put into action?
Now here's the thing. Yes, actually.
Okay. That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
And I'm going to tell you why, because it's based on experience.
Okay.
Like, whether it's going to happen or not, I'm not going to champion that. I'm not going to say, rallying behind
it. You're not a sheep.
Yeah, I'm not a sheep at all, by no means.
Right.
But it's based on experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen her do this. You haven't seen Trump do anything, you know what I mean, from a political standpoint. So you can at least point to, whether you like her or not, you can at least point to her being in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to amount for something, you know what I mean? At least
right, because she's been there.
She's been there.
She's been Secretary of State.
With her.
She's been Senator. She's
first
been First Lady.
Yeah.
So when you're First Lady, For all those who don't know, when you're First Lady, you're privy to a lot of information.
Right.
We're not just talking about pillow talk.
Right.
Especially a First Lady like Hillary and Michelle.
And Secretary of State represents, you're the president when the president ain't there. You're the face of the Oval Office overseas. That's what Secretary of State is. So come on, man, get out of here.
Right.
Get out of
here. That's good you said that because a lot of people don't know that.
That's what it is.
Yeah, this is my person. We do. Yeah. That's why we call it street senators.
Street senators. Yeah.
We represent the people. For the people, by the people.
With the
people. Just in case y'all didn't know. Yeah. We had to remind y'all.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, like, I think Trump right now is in trouble. I think he's in trouble because, like we said earlier, you know, he's falling. He's like after the Democratic National Convention, Hillary went up. Mm-hmm. Trump went down.
Well, for you to think that he's fallen means that you think he has a chance.
No, he did have a chance before.
It's all a hustle.
Well,
isn't it all? I mean, let's go there.
Isn't it all?
You need a boogeyman. You need two candidates. It won't work without
good
two.
Good guy and a bad guy.
You need a good guy and a bad guy. It won't work without two candidates. Who was a good guy and a bad guy
on Obama's last two elections?
He was the great guy.
I know, but who was the bad guy?
Whoever his opponent is.
Palin? Because it wasn't McCain. He wasn't a bad guy.
No, he's the weaker of the two.
Right,
he's
wasn't a bad guy.
He's the opponent that has no chance of winning.
Okay.
That's what Trump is. Because
he was not that.
He was the media. But
three weeks ago.
The media did that because they're in love with the dumb shit that he says and it makes you watch.
Uh-huh.
It then tricked you into thinking he had a chance because you see him all the time.
Right.
So 1+1=2. You're like, oh, if I see him all the time, he must be the front runner.
And then he becomes it. Yeah. And he had his own show.
But the media made that.
Right.
The media made that. Like news, they convoluted this whole thing. You know what I'm saying? But he does not have a chance. It's not enough people mathematically. If you look at, I think Dick Gregory said something like this, mathematically in favor of him for him to win.
I don't believe
that. It's not enough people.
I don't believe that. I think that's completely
wrong. It's not
wrong.
Enough Caucasian men. It's not enough.
It's a lot of Caucasian women that are voting for Trump. There are black people and Spanish, Latino descent, and Asian and Indian that will vote for Trump.
It's a few, and you see them all on the news with a microphone in their face, but that's the only ones. I think numerically, it's going to be a smash down. It's already been selected.
Okay. Now, I'm not taking it away that Hillary Clinton won't take the seat.
Right.
Won't sit in the seat.
But what I'm saying is that
Trump is going to get that.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you a little secret. You know why I'm rooting for her?
That was it. Coming off?
You know why I'm rooting for her? It's because that will set up Michelle in about 15 years.
Not 15 years.
Two terms. About 16.
What, 15 years? You know what? 15 years should be about Hillary's age.
Yeah.
No, she won't.
She's 50 now.
Yeah.
So, about two terms.
Hillary 70?
Hillary 69.
Okay.
Donald 70.
Yeah, wow.
Which is real weird to me. Bernie, all in Bernie 70. It's weird how they able to, you know what I mean? Like, they active.
So.
Somebody said it's clones. It's not even them. You know what I'm saying? It's not even them. I read something. They was clones. You feel me? Like, how you 70 and you doing all that all day for 9-10 months?
Right.
How you doing it, though?
Right.
Like, that's crazy.
Right.
Now, what is it?
You don't think
they got clones?
No. I don't think
Saddam had 27 Saddams.
Well, you know what? Well, that's a whole nother story.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just think personally, I think that at an age 70, I don't think you need to be running for president. I think we need to usher in the younger candidates. Younger in the sense of not 25, but maybe 40.
But they tried it, though. The Republicans definitely tried it. There's 18 candidates at one time.
Donald Trump beat out
18?
He was the popular
one. Yeah, but that means we're dumb. That means we're asleep at the wheel.
But we are.
Well.
We are.
That's crazy.
We are. No question about it. But I mean, that's just what happens. Like when you got these mosquitoes flying around, and they infecting you,
right,
with viruses. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? I mean, they said North Miami right now. Be careful when you go. Like who's
one gonna, square mile? The Wynwood Art District. Imagine that.
I need to be the South Beach this year. And you telling me that the Zika virus is on blast down in Miami. Now, even though it's North Miami.
Do you believe it?
Do I believe it?
Do you believe it? I don't believe it. You know what I mean? I'm a skeptic. They said, stay away from one square mile. I've been to this square mile. It's called the Wynwood Arts District. It's the funnest place in Miami.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Oh, don't tell me that.
It's like the art district. Day parties and
all
you,
that.
You partying in an art gallery, yeah, and all that. That's where you stay
so
away from.
Just happen to be
they're there. Yeah, that's what they're real cultured mosquitoes, see, right, see, there. They're artistic.
No, that's a problem. And I mean, you know, it's coming. And then you got the Zika virus in the United States. And of course, if it's in Miami, so many people go down there, party, and go
and come back.
Home.
Yeah, yeah.
So it can spread all over the country, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We're not even going to go into what's going on in Brazil.
Right.
With our Olympians down there in the water where it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got literally, they're like trying to funnel the shit out of the water.
Why? To do what?
To prevent you from swallowing it. Did you see the girl on the internet?
No.
Did you see the girlfriend sit there and take a shit? Grab some toilet tissue. This is a prank that she was doing to her boyfriend.
Oh, a prank?
This is a prank.
No, I missed that one.
She literally took a shit, took some toilet tissue, wrapped a fucking turd, grabbed it, and put it in his mouth. And all this was on camera.
Is he asleep?
And he's asleep.
Oh,
he's
my God.
He's laying in the bed.
Oh, my God.
And it's in his mouth like a fucking hot dog.
Oh,
so,
my God.
It's a turd.
And he's asleep.
And he's asleep, and he's holding his mouth like it's a cigar.
Was he asleep?
He was asleep. And then it cuts.
And he woke up and strangled the shit out of her.
We don't know what happened after that.
She could come up missing.
But what would you do if you woke up with shit in your mouth?
What do you, like, everybody's gone. Everybody has to go.
Everybody
the camera person. Everybody has to go. The camera person, the landlord, whoever lives there. Everybody got to go. Got to go.
But yeah, so fuck a Zika virus.
And that's Brazil? That happened in Brazil?
No, this was like, you know, America somewhere.
Oh.
But just I just had to go there because I was just like so disturbed that you thought that was okay to prank your guy. This is your guy.
No,
your
boyfriend.
That
nah.
It's like you
got to. You got. They got the name? Do they have her name? Because you got to find out, see if she was in missing persons the next week.
Duh, like she has to be gone.
Man.
But anyway.
Yeah, that's crazy. But you know what they're doing down in the Olympics also, Olympic Village? They telling the people, the athletes that stay in the Olympic Village, let us know. It's a lot of fucking that goes on, mm-hmm, right? So they like,
in
let
Brazil?
Olympic Village.
Oh, Olympic Village.
Like that's normal.
For the athletes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they like, let us know.
Testosterone and estrogen is heavy.
Yeah, it's heavy. They like, let us know so we can run tests on you.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
What you mean?
Yeah.
Like AIDS?
No, Zika. They like, we know y'all fucking. This is what y'all do every 4 years. Hmm. But this time, let us know. We're going to be monitoring y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of here.
So
who's
think,
doing that?
Who you think the WNBA
yeah,
players?
Exactly.
Who did they get with?
Each other. What do you mean? WNBA. Who do you mean? But it's probably some obscure, like somebody from like the skeet shooting team or something. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Get with the archery.
Get the archery, right. The heptathlete. The hepatitis tathlete.
NBA players ever get with the has it ever been an NBA player marry a WNBA
player? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Who?
Sheldon Williams married Candace Parker, didn't he?
Okay, I mean, I'm guessing. I can't
Durant was engaged to one of them, then they called it off.
I know he was dating somebody.
Yeah, then they called it off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a couple. Actually been a couple.
But has it been somebody big, no?
Other than Durant and Sheldon Williams?
Not that there's a problem if they didn't. I just was wondering.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay, just wondering.
But they're looking better and better now, though.
Are they?
WNBA,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. I like WNBA.
Because you got to realize, it's generational, right?
Uh-huh.
So now you're looking at people coming into it that grew up seeing WNBA.
Okay. Right.
Ooh, you can be a little girl and be like, I want to play professional basketball.
Right.
And that's fine now.
Right.
And you can still be a girly girl and do that. Back then, they were trailblazers, trendsetters.
Uh-huh.
They were like, I want to be a basketball player like the dudes.
Right.
So that's all. You see what I'm saying? They didn't necessarily have a role model other than guys.
Yeah.
I know it sounds fucked up, but it makes perfect sense in my head.
Right.
That when they came up, all they had to aspire to be was like a dude.
Mm-hmm.
But now your little girl, your little daughter, your little niece can aspire to be a female professional basketball player. You see what I'm saying?
You say that. You
so
say that.
Better. They're looking better.
They're looking better. Okay.
Skylar Diggins. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Supermodel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not supermodel, but yeah.
No, yes.
She wins, but she's not a supermodel.
She definitely could be a supermodel.
Really?
Skylar Diggins?
But you know what? Let's think about supermodels, because to me, like, a lot of times we get caught up with the supermodel thing. Like, it's not like supermodels are the best look at. It's like, you pass a girl on the street that look better than a supermodel. Supermodels just know how to work their angles.
Well, right? Now they got super Instagram models. And the super Instagram are models.
Some of them are getting paid better than the supermodels.
Are they? Or from what? From club appearances?
So I
you
got to
school me on that, because I don't know how that works.
I saw this thing today, right? It's a site. I'm not going to give it no love because they ain't doing no fuss yet. But I saw this site that, you know, what podcasters will go to, and, you know, if you're a personal trainer, uh-huh. if you're a chef,
right.
whatever,
right.
or if you're going to be a truck vendor or whatever, you go and you promote, and people buy into it. They subscribe to you.
Okay.
So say $9.99 a month, Lazy Lamont, Street Centers, whatever you want to do, boom, boom, boom. They pay that, and you're promoting whatever you want to promote. Yeah, promote whatever you want to promote
on that site.
Yeah, so there was a girl who came from the Instagram world who made 70,000. Now, yeah, supermodels that might make that in, you know, a gig or two or three gigs or whatever. Right. But for her to just have taken some pictures,
70,000 doing what though? How did she make the money?
Just people paying into it.
Into what? What is she
so
doing?
So it's like so basically what they do is it's a site. So you say you subscribe to it.
But what the bitch doing on the site though?
Nothing.
She just there?
She not getting naked. She not doing nothing. She's just like, you're following her lifestyle, her moves. So she's taking pictures. She might do a video too, but she not doing nothing crazy. You see what I'm saying? So that's why podcasters are on it.
Of course. And how long you been a member?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm not.
I thought you followed her.
I'm not doing that. That was for free.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I just, you know, that was crazy to me. So supermodels, Instagram,
Snapchat,
all the Periscope,
all
this.
I just found out that Instagram just rolled out their version of what Snapchat does.
I heard about that. Like, I was just at the table today. Stu pulled his phone out. He was like, yo, Instagram about to do the same thing Snapchat doing. I'm like, well, what is, you know me, I'm social media less.
Right.
And what do they do that Snapchat isn't going to do? Oh, well, you know, they do the blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, like, that didn't mean nothing to me.
Now, it could. Here's the thing. The question is it going to kill it? Will Snapchat survive? That's the question.
Yes.
Because, I don't know, though.
Why? Because Instagram doing the same thing they doing?
Well, Instagram killed Vine.
Is Vine done?
You know anybody? You ever seen a Vine? When the last Vine you seen?
I'm still going on.
So Vine is 6 seconds. Instagram came out with the 15. I never saw another Vine.
Serious.
Now Instagram is 60 seconds.
Truth.
So now you went from doing mini
so
sketches.
So Instagram, they give you more time.
Yeah, and you can make a whole movie in a minute.
That's what I missed. Okay.
Yeah, you can make a whole movie in a minute.
Gotcha.
So I guess what I'm asking is, like, if Instagram now has a Snapchat-like feature, why are you on Snapchat?
Uh-huh. Well, because Snapchat makes, it says it disappears.
Well, that's what Instagram, that's what their features does the same thing. It's identical.
Their feature does the same thing.
24 hours is gone.
Gotcha.
So I don't have it, so I don't know.
They win. They win then. Yeah. If you're doing 60 seconds,
yeah,
they win.
I'm going to tell you a funny story. So we're doing the Roland Martin show, News One Now, on TV1, right? So we in there behind the scenes, and the girl was like, Roland, let me get you on my Snap. He's like, I don't do Snap. You know how Roland is.
Yeah.
I don't do Snap.
Right.
So I was like, why? It lets the people know what you're doing right now. He said, all right, let me tell you something. I'm in the content business. Why would I do anything that erases my content after 24 hours?
That's a good point.
She had no answer. She left the room.
Right.
Shut her down.
Right.
And I was like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That. I was like, that's the reason. Right. I don't need it either.
So that's why you don't do it?
Well, I didn't know why I didn't do it. I didn't
until
like
that.
It until he said that. I was like, that's right.
Right.
You're right.
Right.
You're right, Roland.
He needs to wrap his pocket square around his neck.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't have one big enough.
Yeah, exactly. A pocket square big enough to wrap around his neck?
Absolutely not. Shout out to Roland Martin. It's my guy. That's my guy.
That's my guy too, with his pocket squares. Big up Roland Martin, his pocket squares.
You know what I saw funny online the other day? You see this big deal they're making about what's the oldest Obama daughter?
Malia? Malia?
Sasha and Malia. Malia. I think it's Malia. Yeah. The 18-year-old.
Oh, that was a problem.
She's at Lollapalooza dancing in the bathing suit to some beats.
Right.
And somebody got on camera or whatever, twerking. Right. It wasn't really a twerk. It was like a shake something.
Uh-huh.
Twerking is a little different. Shake something, you know what I mean? Yeah, she shakes something, show something.
Have fun, dance to the beat.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you like this though. A lot of people have an issue with it.
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't? Okay.
I don't.
Now, did you see the other video where she actually pulled up?
Yeah,
something?
Pulled her. Yeah.
Was that the same one?
Yeah, she pulled up her skirt and showed her bathing suit bottom.
Yeah, but what are you pulling up your skirt
You're
for?
You're 18 at but a wild party where people are drinking. You're not drinking.
Well, you know how it go. Like, you know, our parents would be like,
I get it, and he the president, and her father's
the
president.
He the first brown one. So the first brown one's daughter, it's just not okay.
All right, but look, it's so everybody's okay saying she could that. Wait 3 months.
Yeah, like you only got a couple of months. Yeah. No, I want her to still have her life and be able to live her life.
But
and
that's
do
what she was doing. She was having her life. She's 18. Life. What was you doing at 18?
We didn't want her to have her life right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but what was you doing at 18? Like, you want them to be real. They got to be real all the way around. But, all right, how about this, though? Now, I'm going to mess your head up. You think this is the first time she been acting like that?
Oh, don't you start.
No.
They got shoes.
So why?
Stop.
No, what I'm saying
Stop.
Is.
I'm not walking why, with you.
Listen what I'm saying.
I'm not driving with you.
Listen what I'm saying.
I'm not doing nothing no, you with gonna, you. Don't ask me to come visit you.
Nah. Listen what I'm saying. Why did we see this clip right now? You mean to tell me there's no. We've seen them for 7.5 years and have never seen them out of pocket, out of character. But today?
Is my mic on?
Today?
I don't know if my mic is
Who
on.
Let that video fly? That's my question when I saw it. I watched it and I was like, oh, okay, that's crazy. And then I was like, wait a minute. How am I seeing this? I ain't never seen nothing like this before. This ain't her first time. She looked real comfortable having fun with
she
her
did.
Friends.
She did.
Like any other 18-year-old.
Stop trying to reel me in.
Right,
she did.
Trying
she
to
did
say,
look
man.
Comfortable, but I didn't want her to
Election
be comfortable
season.
Doing that yet.
Yeah, well.
I didn't mind her doing that. What's it going to be? So the election is in
November
right?
And then they walk out
and
in January.
The inaugural is January.
Yeah.
I don't mind her doing that in January.
It's going to be too
February.
Cold.
February.
It's going to be too cold. She got to put the legs away.
She can be in Hawaii. She could be in the islands.
I mean, 18, man. After a certain point, you know
nah,
what I mean?
Nah, man. I just, as long as she don't get with them girls over there in, what is it, Calabasas? You know, you lived in California. Nah.
Yeah, who's over there?
What's some people's over there?
Who?
Them Kardashians?
Oh, is that where they live?
It's something like that.
I'm in Calabasas. I know what that said. Yeah. I didn't know that's where they lived at.
Yeah, they got a bunch of houses over there.
Oh, I would
believe
it.
I'm not hating on them. They get money and they hustlers and they ballers, but what they do with the people they with, oh my God.
Who, the Kardashians?
Yeah.
Why she get, what if she was friends with like the younger two? Like Kylie, they about the same age. Kylie and Kendall.
You ever heard of Kardashian curse?
I have.
Okay, so what do you think about it?
I don't know enough to. It's something.
Well, let's just think about it.
Let's think about it right now.
Not even think about it. Let's talk about it. Like, who have they been with?
Who?
And
each
where
one
are
of
they
them?
And where are they now?
Let's see. Reggie Bush, Ray J. Ray J's still getting paper. Reggie Bush got a girl that looked like Kim Kardashian.
Uh-huh.
Lamar Odom, mm-hmm. French Montana, mm-hmm. Scott Disick, mm-hmm. Tyga, mm-hmm.
Kanye,
Bruce Caitlin.
Bruce Caitlin. What's the other dude that?
Shit, OJ.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to go there.
Woo.
OJ.
Woo. Woo. So we want to keep the little Obamas away from them Kardashians.
Yeah, that's true.
No disrespect to them as hustlers.
But the curse only works, the way you're saying it, only works on men, though.
It only works on men.
Yeah.
Because like if you are a female friend of theirs, it's a come up
you're
for you.
You're good. Yeah.
It's a come up.
Yeah.
But if you're a male friend and you actually dealing with them, I don't really know how that works. I haven't seen a guy that really came up. I mean, see, people might say, oh, well, French. But I think French was already on the rise before Chloe.
Yeah, he was.
So Tiger was already popping before he got with Kendall.
Right.
Like, actually, well, nobody.
Kylie. I think it was Kylie.
Well, Kylie,
one of,
yeah.
One of, I don't even know.
But are they checking for his music now?
I didn't know he was putting out music.
See?
He be on movie soundtracks, though.
See,
when the credits roll at the end of like an action movie, you'll hear Tiger. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even know he had a.
I mean, Reggie Bush, like, is he done? What about the basketball player? Was Chris
Chris Humphries. Yeah.
Where's he at?
He bounced back. He's in the league. He's still in the league.
Yeah, but.
Miles Austin.
Who's Miles Austin?
He was a receiver for the Cowboys. That was what.
Who's messing with that?
Kim, right before Chris.
Oh, okay.
You remember that?
No, I don't remember that. But then even look at the mom.
He out the league.
Yeah. Mom messing with the guy that just some guy from Atlanta that moved to, I don't know, he was living in California.
I missed that.
That's who she's dating now. She's
Who is it?
He's not an athlete or entertainer. Mm. I don't know who he is or what he is, but he better figure it out.
Wow.
He's on his way.
he better get hip quick. Figure it out.
This is what we do.
He said, "Figure it out."
We try to figure it out to help you figure it out.
Yeah, man.
That's just what we do.
Appreciate everybody that downloaded us and all of that, and tell somebody so they can download it too. Subscribe, iTunes, and wherever else we put this shit up.
Yeah, and then you know what? I mean, if we can get a donation, we might actually be able to do some research.
Yeah, like we can do research. We can hire interns.
And, like, get some people to, like,
buy an old laptop.
Yeah, we can figure some stuff out.
A couple two-way pages so we can kind of stay in touch.
Not the two-way pages.
And we're not asking for a lot. Because, you know, I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
I need my two-way pages.
I see a lot of GoFundMe pages. And we're not going that hard. We're not going Indiegogo and the Kickstarter and all that. We're just asking, if you see this... Mm-hmm. Go follow the link in the bio, whatever. Mm-hmm. Donate a dollar, PayPal. We're going to set it up.
Well, you know how boxers and UFC and you know, MMA, like they wear different brands on their shorts.
The sponsors and stuff
like that. So maybe we can get some girls, like, you know, when they're stripping and stuff like that, they can have, like,
a logo on them somewhere.
Because then dudes will remember that.
That's a thought.
And girls, because there's a lot of girls in strip clubs now. Yeah. Let's get that.
Yeah, that's a thought.
Yeah. We got to figure that out.
So for right now, man, we'll take any donation, but a minimum dollar, hit our PayPal.
Yeah.
The link is in the bio.
We'll figure it out. And Hillary or Trump?
Who?
You.
It's already been selected, so my opinion answer is irrelevant. And that's just the way I feel about that.
It's already
been selected.
Street Citizens Radio.
Yeah.
That was a good play, man.